Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday.
No
Steve Sipple,
dogs.
Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush, and Early Break. You can always call or text 402-464-5685. Watching, comment, Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. The show is sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
I'm trying to envision the jacked-up Camaro at the 73 that Bill had his first car. So when he said it was jacked up, I thought, oh, he must have some big tires on the back. Fat, you know.
No, I didn't. just regular standard-issue tires with no rims. And also, there was no spoiler. It was the one Camaro that was built, the one like in 73. They're like, I don't know. Where's the spoiler? Just send it out.
Just send it out.
That's the one. That's what I got.
When you jack up a car,
you generally want fat back.
Tires.
Absolutely, they should. Yeah,
that was tires that are big, fatter than the.
That was always a big discussion. You get pulled over, like some like my friends that had like the nice cars. Like, hey man, tires are too fat. They're too sticking out of the fender.
Oh,
too
nice. Far.
That's a big deal.
Whether they were 50s or 60s,
the tires were as a big deal.
Jake.
I mean,
that got me revved.
Someday, if I fall ass backwards into money, 69 Chevelle.
Yeah.
That's what you want. You want a 69 Chevelle, 4 on the floor, 454.
Yeah.
That's what you'd like to have.
69 Chevelle.
Oh, yeah. Instead, I had an automatic with no fat tires and no spoiler and exhaust coming through.
I hear you on the 69 Chevelle. I always think 57 Chevy like everybody else. I'd like a 57 Chevy. Big fat tires. Yeah. Big fat back tires.
Yeah. I mean, a 69 Camaro.
Illegal.
It's really nice. Illegal, yeah.
Illegal.
Not street legal.
No.
Yeah, so we talked about street legal. This is not street legal. Keep it on the down low. Yeah.
Street legal band, good. Street legal cars, no. We don't want those. Right. We want the sketchy ones.
Let's go to the subject here, Jakey.
Jakey.
You'd be surprised how rough it rode. It really did. Only your true friends would ride around with you, I think. Also, the gas gauge didn't work. Also, like that. So numerous times all of a sudden we're out.
In the middle of nowhere.
You didn't leave town a lot in this ride. This was kind of those. You had restrictions. You had restrictions. This is more just driving up and down Main Street, which is what you're supposed to
do. How would you check it? Like, there's just no way
to check it. You had to keep it in your head, kind of, yeah. Okay. The best thing, then, if you went out of town, then you always filled it. It's like, hey, we got to fill this thing so I know it can get me there and back. I'm saying 20 times I ran out of gas. Just all of a sudden, all of a sudden the car is, it's like 20 times.
That's crazy.
Done 20 times. Had no idea. And everyone was like, really?
Uh-oh.
Really?
So,
all of a sudden this went down. But the stereo is still running. Unbelievable stereo. Yeah. Unbelievable stereo.
I guess we have to walk from here. Someone go get some gas.
Yeah.
20 times. Oh. I've never run out of gas in my life. Oh. 20 times.
20 times. This happened within a year. This wasn't like 20 times over my life. This is 20 times. This is within a year. Yeah. Hey, low budget. It wasn't a lot of low budget.
People were asking also, Sip, regarding your story. But was the beer okay?
The beer was fine.
Because he said the keg smashed the rear, was the beer okay?
Yeah, and people probably wonder too, okay, that was your first truck. You were probably 15 or 16, yeah, I was, but I looked like I do now back then. I mean, I was a very old looking 16.
He's aging gracefully, of course.
I had hair on my back when I was 16.
Outstanding.
Yeah. I mean, I was a hairy young man. I was.
I know people have always.
Thank you. I know
if you're at the pool, people always say, great back hair.
My back hair looked okay, yeah, actually.
Is that right? Because you could see it.
You could feel for it.
Blonde. First of all, it was blonde.
He brought the back scratcher.
Back scratcher. Now I'm way more freaked out when that thing's just a massive back hair.
I got a lot of back hair.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not covered, but there's patches.
Yeah. So we got to go with What's that? What's the Virgin show where he gets the chest
50-year-old
hair?
Virgin.
Oh yeah, 40. No, the 40-year-old version. 40. You got wrong one time.
We got a wax sipple. We got to get somebody out there.
Yeah.
Let's get somebody. Let's get a spa out there. Let's see if we can get this done.
I think about.
Let's see
I
if
think
we can
dip, chicken out the last.
Let's get this done.
You agreed to it, and then it was
Josh. Tough. Let's make sure we're going to get some things out. We're going to get somebody.
Should
calling.
I get a wax job on my back?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Should I?
Let's
do people
it.
Do that?
Let's get a shot at it. See what happens.
Listen, I've got some connections for you. I know people. I know people that can do this.
Yeah, you do. You have. You have come through for me.
Yeah, we'd like to live stream this too.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah, what's got to happen. We want to hear the Yelp.
Yeah. The car's down.
Sounds like a reverse, like air blower that you can't start.
That's how it all ended.
20 times in a year. I love that. I've never ran out of gas before either. I got close one time. I was in a car that ran out of gas in the middle, going from Avoca down by Syracuse to Lincoln.
Yeah.
In the middle of nowhere. Gravel road.
So then what?
Oh, we were sitting there for an hour until somebody could come get us some gas. It was terrible. It was cold, like January. It was like freezing outside, too.
Okay, yeah, that changes
the story. It was like 10 degrees out.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah.
But
here you are.
Here we are.
Made it through.
February 1, day of renewal.
Groundhog's Day Eve. Yep. Big day. Big day for us here. 464-5685, call or text as always. So I was thinking about this yesterday. What is more important to the operation working properly with the team?
Come on.
A great head coach or a great quarterback? Is there one that's obviously more important? Or is there an argument for either side here?
There's always going to be an argument or discussion. I would take talent every time.
Ooh,
I'm taking
I was gonna
talent.
Take the coach.
No, I'm taking
right, go
I'm
ahead.
Taking talent every time. I'm going to put the person that actually has to handle the ball when the whistle's blown will always mean more than the coach. The talent coach, absolutely.
The head coach?
Head coach.
No.
Talent.
I'm taking head coach, Bill.
No, I'm always going to take talent. You've seen a lot of really good head coaches fail because of talent.
Right.
You've seen a lot
because of lack of talent.
Lack of talent. So I would always err on that side. I'm not gonna. It's not like this. This is a 90-10. No.
Here's the thing, though.
I'd always be.
This is what I push back, Bill. The head coach establishes culture. He establishes everything, the mood, the way everything operates. The quarterback's not that guy.
But the head coach can still be developed, and you're not going to be able to get. You can't change talent that much. So the head coach can get better.
Yeah.
Some quarterbacks are that's just what they are. It's like, well, why go through all the draft picks that have been bust? Well, what's the deal? Why couldn't you get him better? You were a great head coach. You couldn't get him better? Well, you can, as a coach, you can get better.
Yeah.
You can figure it out better. Okay, I'm not as good at culture. I got to figure it out.
Yeah.
I can do this. I'm always going
to coaches get better.
Because you can get better at coaching than you can at some point in time with the level of talent you have, you're just going to get to a certain point. And that's just where it's at.
Are people going to say right now, the best example is Burrow, Zach Taylor? This is Zach. Now, you know how I feel about Zach Taylor as a coach. I think he's an excellent coach. But what's Zach Taylor if he doesn't have Joe Burrow? Now, we all know Andy Reid probably is still Andy Reid without Mahomes. I think. I'm kind of making your case stronger here.
Right. That'll happen a lot in the conversation.
Things
will spin back that way.
You see where I'm going, though?
The head coach is extremely important. If he's a complete clown, eventually things will fall apart. I agree. But my point is that you can get him better. He can get better. He can see things. Where if you have an unbelievable quarterback, there's a great player like that, I would take whoever has to touch the ball is still going to be more valuable when it's all said and done. You make a great decision like that. It's that make a great decision like that, whoever has to handle that ball in that play has to be able to execute it. And your quarterback's your number one guy.
Interesting. Now, I will say this, Jake, Bill, that when I now – when you say now, okay, look at teams in the offseason, you know, rate them, do what you do, I always just start with the head coach and then the quarterback. Before the coordinators now, I just go, okay, who's – well, tell me first who's the head coach. All right, I got a good feel for the head coach. Now tell me who's the quarterback. Then I go from there probably to the coordinators and then returning talent,
overall talent. We just got very lucky because I started this conversation not knowing that there could be breaking news regarding this exact thing right now in the world of sports.
This is my first breaking news.
We got some breaking news. We got some major breaking news in the world of sports. And it's a conversation like this. We've always asked the question of people, for a long time. It was, who made who? Was it Bill Belichick or was it Tom Brady? Who made who? Now, Tom Brady wins a Super Bowl without Bill Belichick in Tampa, so maybe in that conversation you could say Tom Brady was the one who made Bill Belichick. It's a conversation to be had. Well, speaking of Tom Brady, as of 8 minutes ago, he just released this video. I'll play it on the air for you. He'll explain what's going on, but Tom Brady,
this is
the
exciting.
Floor is yours.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Love you all.
All right, Tom Brady, there you go. Now, it's from the beach. He's on the beach right there doing that video.
What is that on TikTok?
That's on Twitter.
Twitter.
Yep, just posted to Twitter.
So, to start with, that is the best retirement statement, I think, ever. For someone of that magnitude. I know he had a big one last year, then came back. That's just really cool. If you want to be like one of the cool guys, how you walk away, instead of being like, there will be a press conference in 2 days at 4 o'clock, with thousands of cameras, did it on the beach.
On the beach. By himself. He's recording himself.
What I mean. He did it himself.
That is cool.
That is like that. That is one of those drop the mic deals. That is outstanding.
That is butter.
That is butter. Very cool.
Yeah. Right? Nice.
And I think everyone kind of saw this probably going to happen.
Jake, did you see it coming? He's an NFL guy.
Well, Tom Brady was not good this year. He's 46 years old. Now, again, it's fair to not be good at 46 years old. But like last year, he was decent. And this year, a huge drop off. You know, Byron Leftwich gets fired over the OC. The team was not, they made the playoffs. They weren't very good, though.
Bad division.
And, you know, the question was, hey, he's probably not going to be in Tampa. Is he going to go to the Raiders? Is he going to go somewhere else?
Right.
He probably just said, I don't want to do that again. I'm done. I know I said I could play till 50, but 46 is pretty damn good.
And he said it for good. He said the words, I'm done for good.
Yep.
For good.
Yep. And I believe him. And
no regrets.
That was outstanding. Just the way he did that. That is – that. I love people that have – that just like, eh, it's not making a big deal about it. I'm just going to walk away from it. Because he's all – 7 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Was in 10?
Yes. The he was 10? 7-3. Yep.
Yeah, 7-3.
That's
and three.
Fascinating. Doesn't he have to have a press conference at some point? Does he?
No.
I suppose not.
Doesn't have
to.
I'm sure it'll be addressed, although they'll talk about it. But I'm just not going to have a big one. But I just said my respect, again, was always so high for him, just how he operated. And then after this, that's like epic.
What do you mean? Why did you respect the way he operated?
He was always the consummate pro, just how he worked. He was always on top of everyone else, how he practiced, all the things, off-the-field stuff, zero. I mean, he had off-the-field attention because of who he was married to
Good
and different
point.
Things.
Good
but
point.
There was no off-the-field
like LeBron.
Drama.
Like LeBron. Never has off-the-field stuff.
There's no issues. Yeah. Everything. And then also, what he came from. I mean, he was just okay player at Michigan. Part-time starter back and forth where he was, where his body was like in the draft. Or they go through all those different things from the combine to when he was drafted and how he was prepared when he had his chance to go in the game, being ready to go. And so that's a classic move right there. When all of a sudden he got his opportunity, that he was 100% prepared to go in and do that. And so I was never like a huge fan of his. I was just – the respect was huge. Mm-hmm. Just because I didn't follow NFL in that type of passion, I guess. Mm-hmm. But it was always like, wow, how he handled his stuff to build to get done.
Yeah, I think for a long time it was hard, like early on in his days, it was hard to accept that this sixth-round pick was going to become a great quarterback. A legendary quarterback, because he took over for Drew Bledsoe when he got hurt in 2001, and then the rest is history with Tom Brady. But he proved it year after year after year after year. And again, as a Dolphins fan, I didn't like the guy forever, but I do respect him. He deserves all the respect. 10 Super Bowl appearances? 10? He's 7-3 in the
Super
Bowl.
Mahomes get there?
Are you kidding me?
Could Mahomes get there? Could Burrow get there?
This is Mahomes' second. Burrow's got one. The question is, will they have the longevity that Tom had? I mean, Tom played to 46
these guys
years old. Do they want that longevity?
These guys, think about it. That would be Mahomes playing for 20 more years. That would be Burrow playing for 20 more years. That would be Josh Allen playing for 20 more years.
Right.
20 plus
more years.
That's incredible to think of it that way. That is really, that's where you tip your cap to Brady big time. Imagine Mahomes playing 20 more years. I can't imagine that. I just can't imagine that.
With an ACL injury, missed a whole season with an ACL injury.
Yeah, he did.
Injury,
so 2008.
Had to
Brady did?
Brady did, yeah.
Yeah. But not injured very often, right?
No. Stayed very. That's one of the reasons, obviously, for his success. He stayed healthy enough to play in all those games.
That is a tribute to him, too.
Yeah. And he wasn't a very active, mobile quarterback to avoid. So you're going to take some hits. When that body type and not be able to move as well as some of the quarterbacks you see right now as far as escapability, but so to stay healthy like he did, and then just like I said, he just had such a regime of how he took care of his body, all the little stuff that he did,
very LeBron-esque. I mean, there's a lot there. There are at least two very stark similarities, and that is the way they take care of themselves. And no off-field stuff, no off-court stuff with LeBron.
It'd be hard to get into a detailed conversation with Tom Brady about whether it's custard or pudding because he just didn't eat that.
Right.
So it'd be like you did. It'd be a hard conversation. What do you think, Tom? I don't know. I've never had that.
It'd be easy because he'd say they don't put custard in it.
Well, you're 100% wrong.
They don't put custard.
Everyone who texts in the text line.
Wrong.
Everyone, yeah.
It happens a lot on this
show. The world's wrong. That's great. That's right. The world's wrong.
I'm wrong. The world's wrong.
So everyone is against you, and then you're like, no, you're still wrong.
Who's the smartest person you know? Just say it.
Who is it?
Oh, that's Jake.
Listen,
he does the rundown every day. He does the rundown every day.
By the way, I misspoke. Mahomes is third Super Bowl. Yeah, he lost.
That's what I was going to say.
I messed up. Burrow's got one. Okay. Mahomes has three appearances now.
Yeah. Now, again, the thing you look at, those guys I named, are they playing 20 more years? Jalen Hurts, is he playing 20 more years? That's incredible to think of it that way.
Well, there was for a couple years there, a few years ago, there was kind of a lot of early retirements going on. Think about Calvin Johnson retired early.
Yeah, real early.
Chris Borland, Patrick Willis, these guys are all good players that We're retiring. We haven't seen that for a while.
Well, Andrew Luck would be the one that's doing
Andrew Luck.
The most.
Andrew Luck, of course, retired early. Mm-hmm. And we haven't seen that as much to like the last two
No, you
years.
Haven't. You thought it would become a trend, and it really didn't.
Right, we did. Yeah. But it hasn't happened. No. So, yeah, can you imagine those guys playing 20 more years? I mean, Tom Brady is a rare breed for many reasons. We just don't see that. No, Aaron Rodgers is not quite 40. We're saying, is he playing next year?
Yeah. The answer to that question is no. I can't see any of those guys, Burrow, Allen, Mahomes, Hurts, the very best quarterbacks, the kid in the Chargers.
Justin Herbert.
Don't see it. I don't see
him. If you're betting right now, you're betting that no.
No.
Because the odds are just ridiculous that he could play that much longer.
But he did.
But his stock went up 44% with the retirement announcement on his cell phone.
You love that, don't you?
On his cell phone.
On a
beach.
Just going like this.
It's like, hey, well, hey, guys, a little heads up here. That is out.
I'm getting right into it.
I'm getting right into it. I'm retiring. And appreciate everybody.
That's incredible. That is incredible.
A lot of shit. Didn't have to go through names. Didn't have to name coaches. Say, hey, appreciate all the coaches. And that's the way it should be. You can't go down because if you're listening to a 42-minute press conference and he names like that every assistant coach that he loved, and that's like, okay.
It's nauseating.
Because the people that really matter to him, he'll shoot him a text today. Hey, appreciate you. And that's all you want. That in the end, that going, kind of, hey, that's kind of
Jake,
cool.
Thanks for playing that.
Well, it just
he's so on top of it.
It's breaking news.
He's technical.
That was a dude move by Brady and you.
Yeah.
But
by
mainly,
both.
Right, my topic, you know.
But Brady's a dude. That's a dude move.
Yeah, it is. It's
just
almost,
shoot it out on Twitter. I'm done with this. Bam.
Yeah. I don't need your sources reporting. I'll report myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is from my mouth. Schefter. I'm retired.
Schefter. Sorry.
Sorry.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Schefter. Yeah. Right. Rappaport, get out of here. Yeah. I am the source today, so deal with it.
That is
I like that.
That's probably what's really the best. I was like, now reporting.
Jake, that was incredible that we I love that I heard that on the show.
Well, I've never had breaking news before. This is big.
That's our first breaking news, and I was here for it. On what day was it, Sifl?
February 1. Magic.
Day of renewal.
Do you think he did it? So you know why he did it today? He did not want to interfere with Groundhog Day.
No.
He
did
not.
He did it because it's February 1, and he will always remember.
But he knew, don't mess with Groundhog Day. That is a holiday,
okay,
and we're not doing
that.
You don't make an announcement, big one on Christmas or New Year's Day like that. No, you
Or maybe it was, I will always remember, I retired on February 1 of 2023.
Now, I believe when he retired the first time, it was like right before the Super Bowl, right? Wasn't it? It was a big
I think it was. Yeah, I think
like, oh, well, here's Tom Brady to steal the spotlight of the Super Bowl.
Oh, he took,
remember that?
Yeah, he took guff for that.
So, you know, he's got over a week now. I mean, the Super Bowl's not this weekend, it's next weekend. Mm-hmm. So, like, well, nothing in.
Wonder what beach.
A random Wednesday.
Do we know what beach he's on? Could you tell?
I'm thinking it's Miami.
Yeah, I think
believe
he's probably in Miami. His kids go to school in Miami.
Okay. Wow.
Which has always been, there's a rumor of that he's going to the
What
Dolphins,
a day. He's done. Brady's done.
Brady's done.
I'm more excited about how he did it. That resonates with me.
I know it does. It did. That was interesting.
When it's time to retire, follow Tom Brady.
I'll be the same way when I'm done here.
Just announcement from the beach?
Yeah.
Announcement
are you going to Capitol Beach or what?
Probably Capitol Beach. Probably Capitol Beach.
The wind will be whipping. It won't even be that warm.
Is there any sand? There's no sand.
There's sand at Capitol Beach.
He'll be in a coat. It's not quite the same as Tom.
About 14 followers.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. That's a good, clean retirement.
Well, congrats to a great career to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Thanks to you. That's a big thanks to you for how you pulled this off.
Well,
that was
Jake, they played right into my topic. So yeah, it was great.
I'm sort of impressed by Jake too.
Yeah, I really am.
Yeah. He's had a pretty good.
All right, that's enough.
He did it right, like he's supposed to.
Yeah.
He did it like he's supposed to. Yeah.
Holmes Lake, Capitol Beach, whatever.
Yeah, either
retired.
One.
Just choose.
Capitol Beach is better since we sit on a beach.
Yeah,
that's better.
I just envisioned it in February in the cold. And
you could
just
go
freezing.
Out. If you really want to do it right, maybe you go out to Lake McConaughey.
Yeah.
Take drive out there. Yeah.
Do it from a real lake. Yeah. About that.
Yeah.
Well, Capitol Beach was perfect.
Let's talk hoops when we come back.
Let's talk some hoops when we come back in an early break in the ticket.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.